an update to the agenda. So do we need to accept the agenda presented?
Yeah, we should do a motion to accept the agenda, yes.
Okay, so anyone that likes up.
I'll make that motion to accept the agenda.
Thank you, Deputy Reeve Shule. And I guess if you're all in favor.
So when you guys are voting, so we can vote verbally, if you can just state your name and vote and advise what you're voting, yes, in favor or opposed.
Good, process.
Al in favor.
Jerry in favor.
Mark in favor.
Kevin in favor.
Kim in favor.
Dan in favor.
Then that would be carried.
And Greg, your vote?
Me?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm in favor.
Okay, just check. Okay, sorry, I missed that part.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so we have one order of business, and that is there any kind of a verbal report?
I don't believe so. This special council meeting was called by the Reeves. My understanding is there was discussions with respect to canceling the April 7th council meeting completely, and then we would address other council meetings at a later date.
That is exactly right.
Okay.
So anybody got any debate or comments on it?
No, I'm good with it.
Okay.
Kim here.
Kim, go ahead.
Thank you. So we got invites to several calls this morning, and I tried to attend a couple of them. One was by the, and I'm having trouble with my computer right now, but it was a virtual town hall put on by the Alberta Council, and I'm not sure if anybody else attended that. I'm going to email them once I can get to my email, but one of the things that they said, and it sounds like they're working close with the government of Alberta, and it's just more of an awareness of anything else, is that they're expecting the peak of the pandemic to be mid-May. Now, I don't know specifically where that information is coming from, but it did sound like they've been working with the government of Alberta on this. Their role is about whether municipalities, or helping municipalities decide about declaring local states of emergency. So I guess I want to have some awareness to the group that, you know, we might have a longer road in front of us until we, you know, I guess it's just information to have.
Yeah, good point. I think I was wondering about that this morning. I sat in on the CMRB teleconference, and I think we can do the same thing again in the future. If we need to, by the 20th of April, if we can see that the 27th meeting is out, or I think it's the 27th meeting, we can certainly have another look at it at that point.
Mr. Reeve, it's Al Hogan.
Yep, the 28th, sorry. Go ahead, Al.
What we're trying to do here is just for the next meeting in April, we're trying to get it set up so you will be able to have a meeting on via video conferencing.
Right.
There were some changes that came out of the MJA yesterday, not all of them that we had expected, and I believe that there's going to be another ministerial order come out at some point today allowing the video conferencing. So I think you probably are a pretty good shot that we will be able to have future council meetings and future committee meetings. We are going to be putting out some messaging that the office won't be reopening until at least the end of April at this point, and we had an executive meeting this morning discussing that it may even be into May as well. So, but I do think your next council meeting will probably be a go-ahead with on video conferencing. It'll be a normal council meeting with the exception of no public hearing.
Okay, thanks for that, Kim and CAO Hogan. Any further discussion? Well, we haven't had a motion yet.
Yeah,
no one's
made
a motion.
This is Al. I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we cancel April 7th, 2020 meeting.
Okay, thank you. I'll call the question then. All in favor, and I will say yes.
Al in favor.
Jerry in favor.
Mark in favor.
Kim in favor.
Kevin in favor. Dan? Hello, Dan.
Dan in favor.
Okay. Then that is carried unanimously. So we need one more motion for this one. And if anybody wants to have a little discussion about anything after, we'll adjourn the meeting and then we can just talk.
I'll move to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you. All in favor? And yes.
Al in favor.
Mark in favor.
Jerry in favor. Dan in favor.
Kevin in favor.
Yep. Then that, we'll call the meeting closed. Done.
Move that motion for me, please.
Dan, I think.
Was it Dan? Okay, thank you.
Is that accurate, everybody?